been Political Week with Miriam and I. And we continue with our guests this morning. We welcome Bay 20 Liberal candidate David O'Neill to Mix 97. Good morning, sir.
Thanks for calling today, Sean.
Good morning, David. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, David, it's awful muffled, and I want to make sure that people get a chance to hear you. We'll see how it is, and we might have to call you back or get you to call us back. We're having some issues with our phone, and I want to make sure that people can understand what you're saying. Well, first of all, you lost a day yesterday, at least half a day, and again today with the weather. And this has been such a short campaign. It kind of sucks, I think, campaigning in the winter months.
After we moved the day yesterday, we had the home builders forum in the morning. We went to three nursing homes during the day. We canvassed downtown Belleville. We had a full day yesterday.
Well, that's good. Got home in time before the storm hit.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, so what's resonating with the people that you've spoken to, David O'Neill, here in the Bay of Quinte riding? What are they talking about to you, some of the challenges, or what they would like to see going forward here?
Well, that's what I'm enjoying the most, is going out and meeting all the people in the Bay of Quinte. The majority feel Doug Ford has shown a clear inability to effectively manage our taxpayer dollars, and things need to change. I'm receiving feedback they're not happy with the $200 election giveaway when it could have better used for additional funding to healthcare or education concerns. Also, the snap election is unnecessary and a premature expense. It's costing Ontario taxpayers $189 million. Ford had 16 months left in his mandate. A lot of them are not happy this is being done.
We know that in this area, there's 28,000, I think that's the last number I heard, without primary care, whether it's a doctor or nurse practitioner. Many have been waiting on a waiting list to get primary care for years. And the challenge is people are moving to this area, whether it's Belleville, the county, or Quinte West, but they're not leaving their doctor wherever they're moving from because they're concerned that they won't be able to get a doctor or a nurse practitioner in our neck of the woods. What can the Liberal Team Bonnie team do for health care?
Team Bonnie has a plan to create two medical schools, expand existing medical schools, doubling the number of medical spots and residency programs. With people on waiting lists, it's 11,000 people died last year waiting. It's unacceptable and things need to change.
Oh, no, it's terrible. Yeah, David, so also I have a question about the waiting times as well. Lots of parents are complaining, people, that they have to wait there at the emergency room of BGH for hours and hours. Any response to that?
Yeah, Belleville General Hospital has one of the longest wait times in the province. Actually, we've had personal experience in our family with that recently, having to wait in Belleville General Hospital. The staff were excellent. The problem, when you have to wait that long, if you don't feel that well, you might decide not to go there because you don't want to wait that long. And that's not what we need. We need to go someone to go in there, have a reasonable waiting time, and get their concerns looked after so it's not more serious after.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Education. Any comments on the state of education here or how you would like to see things shape up, Mr. O'Neill?
Well, that's one of our concerns, too. The funding's not keeping up with inflation. The push to online learning, a lot of people don't have computers or other things, which is not great. And the violence in the classrooms due to the lack of student support is another big concern. In addition, the caused by underfunding of the Ford government for the education system.
Our guest is David O'Neill. He is the candidate for the Bay of Quinte Liberal Party as Political Week continues here this morning on Mix 97. Tell us a bit about your family. I know you are a grandfather, got kids, married for a long time. Share some of the history of David O'Neill.
I've been in this area my whole life. My wife, Teresa, I have three daughters, Michelle, Marley, and McKenna, and two great grandsons that are 4 years old. I don't know what I'd do without them. Absolutely love this area, and all our family is right here living in it. Also, my mom.
Yeah, your mom is Donna O'Neill, and your father was a longtime MPP for this area, known as Mr. Quinney, cabinet minister for years at Queen's Park. Hugh O'Neill.
Yep. It's been 30 years since he's been out of politics. But I'm surprised when I visit the nursing homes, the number of people that remember him and have very good feelings about him.
All right, Mr. O'Neill, you get 60 seconds to wrap it up with us this morning. What would you like to say to Mix Nation?
I care deeply about getting our region the services that support families need. I'm here to work with you to represent all citizens in the Bear Quinney riding and speak about positive change, ultimately making our region an even better place to live.